November 24th marks the 150th anniversary of the publication of Charles Darwin's landmark book On the Origin of Species by Means of Natural Selection. The theory of evolution forms the bedrock of all biological sciences today. The United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization has declared 2009 as the Year of Darwin. Charles Robert Darwin achieved lasting fame by convincing the scientific community that species develop over time from a common ancestor. Charles Darwin's theory of evolution is one of the most fundamentally important concepts in science and philosophy. One of the most well-known natural history documentary makers is David Attenborough. He has been producing exceptional wildlife programs for the BBC for more than 50 years. Throughout his filmmaking career, David Attenborough has seen evidence for evolution and the stunning diversity of nature. In an interview with the scientific journal Nature, he provides his personal account of Darwin's theory of evolution.
You would have to be extraordinarily blinkered if you didn't stub your toe against the theory of evolution. Evolution is not just a theory, as many a correspondent writes to me and says. It is a historical fact like any other historical facts, and as certain as the fact that William the Conqueror landed in 1066, except that it's more certain because the evidence for it is from a much wider range of fact. It's not a biographical program, it's not about Darwin's life. It is about the various objections which people in Darwin's time, and ever since Darwin's time, have found to accepting the proposition of evolution. So that in Darwin's time, geographical distribution of animals was not understood. The mechanism of genetics was not understood at all. Those are the sort of obstacles which people over and over again said to Darwin, it can't be true because of these reasons. Now, the solution to those questions have only been fully found in my lifetime. Surprisingly recent. I mean, we've only really understood about DNA for less than 50 years. We haven't understood about continental drift for 50 years. The reality of the fact that continents have moved and split apart wasn't proved even when I was an undergraduate. And I was at Cambridge and demanded from our professor that he taught us about continental drift. He said, I refuse to do so, because you can't demonstrate that there is any power which will shift a continent by a millimetre. All those answers to the obstacles to the theory have only recently been out there. But now they are out there, and that together, cumulatively, they validate Darwin's insight to a degree which we all ought to be aware of.
Here in Athens Journal, we want to take a slightly different look at this important book. The closing paragraph of The Origin of Species is perhaps one of the most reproduced pieces of text in all literature pertaining to the subject of evolution. Recently, R.W.D. Nichols from Nottingham University Hospital in the United Kingdom published a short piece in the November 6th issue of Science Magazine. Using Darwin's notebooks and essays, Nichols showed how Darwin refined the last paragraph of The Origin of Species over the course of 18 years. In 1837, in his notebook, Darwin wrote the following.
Astronomers might formerly have said that God foreordered each planet to move in its particular destiny. In the same manner, God orders each animal created with certain forms in certain countries. But how much more simple and sublime a power! Let attraction act according to certain law. Such are inevitable consequences. Let animals be created, then, by the fixed laws of generation, such will be their successors.
5 years later, in 1842, Darwin wrote the following.
There is a simple grandeur in the view of life with powers of growth, assimilation, and reproduction, being originally breathed into matter under one or a few forms, and that whilst this our planet has gone circling on according to fixed laws, and land and water in a cycle of change have gone on replacing each other, that from so simple an origin, through the process of gradual selection of infinitesimal changes, endless forms most beautiful and most wonderful have been evolved.
2 years later, in an essay, Darwin wrote the following.
There is a simple grandeur in this view of life with its several powers of growth, reproduction, and of sensation, having been originally breathed into matter under a few forms, perhaps into only one, and that whilst this planet has gone cycling onwards according to the fixed laws of gravity, and whilst land and water have gone on replacing each other, that from so simple an origin, through the selection of infinitesimal varieties, endless forms most beautiful and most wonderful have been evolved.
Finally, in 1859, the paragraph took its final shape.
There is grandeur in this view of life with its several powers, having been originally breathed into a few forms or into one, and that, whilst this planet has gone cycling on according to the fixed law of gravity, from so simple a beginning, endless forms, most beautiful and most wonderful, have been and are being evolved.
Thanks for joining us in commemoration of this important work.
This section of Athens Journal was brought to you by Uzai Sazen, Sean Polite, and Dorothy Christopher.